Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 40 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 42 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 40 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 40 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Partly sunny. 40 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly sunny. 48 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees.
KFATYL, KFTAIW.
Hey, AIW, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm not doing too bad. I was working on my computer trying to get the darn thing to connect to the internet. I'm having issues.
Yeah, that's always fun. I'm trying to figure out what to do here. If it's going to rain or not, if I want to start something outside, I don't want to get caught in the rain.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I got some projects going out in my shop that I should go out and do too. But I started playing around with some of my radios. I've got I picked up a couple old commercial Kenwood radios. One will talk on the 2 meter, and then I've got one that'll do the 70 centimeter. And I got the 2 meter pretty well. I got all the frequencies. It plugged into it, and it seems to be working okay. There's a few little issues on it. It's not scanning, but that's okay. And then I've got the other one. I've got it. That one I can do the 70 centimeter, and I think it'll do the DMRF. I don't know. I just want a 70 centimeter on it anyway. So that's kind of what I'm up to right now.
Sounds like fun. Are you talking on the 2 meter one right now, or are you using a different one?
I'm using my different one. I got a USA FT991A. How's the sound? I was having issues with the getting out on this. Is the sound all right now?
Yeah, I'd say you're sounding pretty good. I mean, it's not perfect, but I would say it's pretty close to it.
Well, thank you. You're hitting it pretty hard too. What machine are you talking off of? I mean, I'm on the Guilford Tower right now, I believe.
Yep, that's the same one I'm on. I'm on the Guilford Tower. I'm in Birch Run here.
Gotcha. I'm here in Bay City. This is KF8AIW.
All right, well, I'll let you get back to your radio puts in there, and I'm going to go outside and start something. But good chat with KF8AYL.
KF8AIW, clear.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees.
that seems...
VHF hub, disconnected. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. VHF hub, connected to Fenton 78. VHF hub, connected to Flint 38. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. Remote already in this mode. UHF hub, connected to FBI hub. AB8Y, disconnected. UHF hub, connected to Flint 600. UHF hub, connected to AB8Y.
This is NAWCB, happy telecommunicators week. And you put your four in, how we do today? Happy National Telecommunicators Week. We did good. Good phones today. And outside of naked grandma beating people up, it wasn't a bad day. Okay, well, I guess there's always the call of the day, I suppose. One of those types of calls. But, well, I'm glad how it worked out, that it was uneventful and interesting at the top. But at least you made it to the last chapter for that. Yeah, I'm glad to be heading home. I was ready at like 7 o'clock this morning to go home. I'm done with the week. It was one of those days yesterday, and I'm still just regrouping from it. But that's right, we made it through, and I got a day off here tomorrow, so it'll be good. How was your guys' day? Yeah, sometimes you need. Especially if you're in that long weekend, you need a low-profile, uneventful day, especially, like you say, if you come from one of those busy ones there that you barely keep an eye on. Anyway, we're doing good here. Black service today. Other than that, kind of an uneventful, low-profile here today. Kind of enjoyed today. That's right. But glad you're able to enjoy the day. I heard it wasn't too bad out earlier, and it seemed like it clouded up recently. I heard we're supposed to get some rain or some type of storms here tomorrow. Yeah, it wasn't too bad earlier. Like you say, I did get out, but it did get up near 56, 57, which the National Weather Service said that it was behind. But yeah, it's definitely kind of cooled off. More clouds than that. Supposed to warm up like Sandy tomorrow, but I think we're supposed to get some rain in here. And, I guess just the old adage goes: there are April showers, bring May flowers. Yeah, this is true. This is very true. Were you able to get on the radio today at all, or are we able to get on the DMR side?
No, I didn't get on the radio today. Usually, it was kind of a mom and I, and kind of a church day for us hoping to. Sometime this week, hoping to kind of look over the DMR a little bit more, get a little bit more familiar outside of our, you know, our normal net, but not today, but hoping this week.
Yeah, good stuff, good stuff. Yeah, it depends on what happens with the weather. I might try to get up on the roof and adjust the antenna a little bit, see if I can get some more height out of it, and maybe see if I can, I don't know, I might change the location, but we'll see. My biggest goal is trying to get a little more height so I get more range.
Yeah, definitely, all you can do is give it a try. Your signals are good, though. You come into the radar, the Edison repeater there. You got a good signal. Consider your distance, and if you have checked in on Oakland County side, they can come. You're really readable. Like I say, it's the way ham radio is. You can always try a little height. You can always try to fix it back. There's always tinkering or adjustments that you make. At least if anything, you can see how it's made it through the winter.
Yeah, true. That's the other goal. To see how things made it through and see if I got to make any adjustments or make any repairs. Overall, I think it'll be fine. I think we're ready for the summer and getting ready for storm season. So I'm going to try to reinforce the antenna a little bit and make sure there's, just in case there's some winds, it doesn't blow over. That's at least my plans.
Yeah, that's what I would do, considering, it's been pretty windy days, and I'd be interested to see how it held up there, and, if anything loosens up or anything needs attention right now. I'll tell you, back in the day, I wished, instead of getting the Super Magnum, and I would have got the Starduster, because I think the Starduster would have been better for the wind. Had to get it fixed, it's definitely good to get up there and check her out and make sure everything is tight and connections are good.
Yeah, definitely, so we'll see, make sure the connections are all tightened up. I thought I'd get some hockey tape, you put that tape on the foot of the the stick to kind of protect it and get that wax. I thought about wrapping hockey tape with the tape around the coax there to keep it from being watertight. We'll see.
I think those are just a good idea. Again, that type of a plan I think is good for you. Again, your connections to make sure you got tight connections. They're waterproof in that. I think that's a wise idea. You can always try it. If there's any adjustments that need to be made or any more height, you definitely want to make sure that there is a wind and it's not going to bend or it's not going to damage your roof in any way. So that's kind of a consideration too. It ain't going to be easy.
See, blame you. Yeah, I've been actually practicing out. They've got mounts for satellite distance and stuff like that. And I thought about getting one of them extra long mounts for the satellite dish, and then mounting it on the roof. I don't know. We'll see. There's a little bit of options here that I'm thinking about. And there's an antenna company that it's called to look up. It's called Arrow, and I've heard a lot of people.
I've heard good things about Arrow as well, and I would agree with you, and back to your original plan when you mapped it out last summer, plan it out, and make sure there's a good plan in place, and at least you can go back to your
Yeah, yeah, for sure, definitely. We've got to get your engine up on the roof there, Dad. I've been thinking about, like, different mounts and stuff like that. Have you looked into, like, some of the animal mounts? No, I haven't really. Kind of thinking about it, but it hasn't been a, hasn't been a high priority. I like how the radio is performed. Hopefully, still getting good signal and even into some of the other repeaters locally. But possibly planning it out, looking at a, like say on the side of the house. Yeah, for sure. Well, let me know if you need any help. Don't mind helping me out and get that mounted for you. I can, that'll help you out and get some range and getting it outside. Get a little bit of better signal and more range out of it. Yeah, I think, again, I think a couple adjustments. Here and there, and again outside. I'm kind of interested to see when they take the 6-3 down. If it will, either way, if it's a benefit or not. But again, those are just kind of things in my mind. That's just leaving how it is. But again, there's always potential for improvement. Yeah, that stream might help, getting rid of it. It might help you get a better signal there, too. So, yeah, that's kind of cool. See how it goes and see what you're doing. How's that power supply holding for you? It's doing real well. It maintains the volts that it needs to. I don't run the radio an awful lot. Stepping to the depth and that. A lot of times I'll use the handheld radios and I'll even try to make contact, either through this radio or the handheld. Again, I just like to, it's interesting to see if this is, what type of results you get, how you get out and that. It's holding up well. It seems like it's really helped with having that additional coax. And also to bring it over to the main cell phone I'm using. I'm not having as much issues, not on it. Yeah, that helps. I noticed that helps my rig out big time as well. And getting to have that thicker coax makes a lot of difference in clarity of signal and stuff. It helps out. Yeah, yes, I agree. And also, too, how it, it's weird how it is, but, how it's positioned, how the coax is set up. I think we have a lot of issues getting in to repeaters. It's interesting. I will walk down the stairs and you'll start hearing the radio start getting a little scratchy. And so, it's working out for you, Dad. But that's cool. I'm glad we were able to get to that, and you know, I'm glad everything was coming together. You know, get a little problem with it, but it seems to be a good radio. It really does. And I find, like, I'm hesitant in switching radios out of the car, but it's like I want to upgrade just because you know, having a little bit better radio in the car would be good. But we'll see. It's a good starter for you, you know, to see how it works out. You're not investing a whole lot into it, and, you know, when you get up into, you know, you're looking at a Gate 2 or an ICOM mobile radio, you know, you're investing a little bit more money into it. And so, yeah, you want to have the right fit, you want to be able to work in your car, and,
good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 54 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees.